Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom. And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success. Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success friends, remember, success is simple. All you need is to understand the science of success, principles that when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. My special guest is Andrea Gribble, a social media consultant to schools across the country, author, mother, wife. Have we missed anything there, Andrea?
Oh, and I'm a loyal Packer fan, so we should include that.
Ah, the KLBB success friends will love you for that. And the Packers need as many friends as they can right now. So, but we had a good day today, so life's good. I want to also welcome all of our success friends. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our success principle of the day is the magic of touch, or touch a million, make a million. And Andrea, that sound right there tells us it's time for our quote from the great Vince Lombardi. And he says that football is two things. It's blocking and tackling. I don't care about formations or new offenses or tricks on defense. You block and tackle better than the team you're playing, you win. Andrea, I believe that is so true when it comes to business. First of all, we're a salesman. We're always selling something, whether it's we're selling himself. I'm trying to sell my success friends on the idea that they can be more successful at something today that they have been in the past. But even though I know my idea is 100% correct, if I don't package the thought properly, they lose because they won't open their minds to the wonderful ideas I have.
And Tom, a mind is like a parachute. It only works when it is open.
Thank you for that, Jerry. You're so right. But Andrea, we want to talk to you about what inspired your grand obsession. You know, we talk about a grand obsession, that thing that drives us, gets us up in the middle of the night and makes us keep going. What drove you? What got you going? And maybe, first of all, what is your grand obsession? Let's tell our success friends a little bit about you. We'll get into it a lot more at the other side of the show.
Absolutely. Well, when you introduced me, you know, one of the main things that I am is I'm a mom. And that's my full-time job. And I got started.
Toughest job out there.
That's a true story. I've got two little girls, and I've got four stepsons. So we've got a crazy, crazy house. Yes. It's going to be a little spin.
Wait a minute. Ouch. There we go. Yeah. You deserve that.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what really drove me in my business. I love being connected with my kids. And guess where the kids are hanging out now? They're hanging out on social
media. Online, huh?
Right. So, you know, adults and kids both kind of live there. And so I really built my business, Tom, around helping schools utilize social media to really celebrate their kids, their students, and connect the community with what's going on inside the classroom.
Okay. So it's kind of like how to work with Facebook. They have their own pages, have their own website, or?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, websites are one thing that schools have, but having an active Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, that's something that schools have really struggled with a little bit because it's constantly changing. We have to worry about privacy issues.
Right.
We want to make sure that things stay very positive. And so I've actually specialized. I got the chance to work with my daughter's school district.
Okay.
And then I found out other schools schools needed help too. And so now I'm currently working with a dozen different school districts, helping them tell their story. And I've done training to about 50 school districts and looking to grow that. So
very neat.
Absolutely love what I get to do.
Very neat. And before we get too far into this, how do people find out about Andrea Gribble? Where do they get a hold of you?
Yes.
Where do they get touch base with you?
Well, probably the easiest spot is actually my new website, which is AndreaGribble.com.
Oh,
so,
very nice.
Yeah, my last name is like Dribble, but with a G. So AndreaGribble.com. Right. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at Andrea4EDU, and that's the number 4. So you can connect with me there.
Okay, fantastic. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to get a hold of me in a second. But, you know, Andrea, we talk about social media, and you really do have to do it the right way, or you really shouldn't bother doing it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you need to be consistent, and you need to do it right, or you might be just wasting your time. You know, it's all about adding value.
Right.
If you're a business owner, you can't just be selling all the time. You need to really reach in and see what do your clients or future clients need.
Right.
And then be consistent with telling that story. And I always tell businesses, you know, you don't necessarily have to be everywhere. There's a lot of social media out there.
That's half the problem, isn't it? There's a lot of it out
there. But if you can pick one and you can do that really well, I think that's a great starting point. And so that's always my recommendation when I talk to even schools, but of course businesses as well.
So find one that you like and become a master at that one anyways.
Yeah.
Then you can move on to the second one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to remind our success friends, Andrea, we have the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. We have a site that we put together for our success friends. It's called GPS, the number 4, success. We like that number 4, right?
Yeah.
All the other FORs have been taken whenever you try to find it. But GPS 4, the number 4, success. We ask our success friends, sign up for our free lemon drops. And you just sign up by the little lemon drop icon. You'll receive a free lemon drop every day. And a lemon drop is just a little inspiration that will melt in your mind all day long. Okay?
Awesome.
Now, Andrea, are you familiar with the song, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter? Does that song ring a bell?
I think it does.
Okay, Bob, do you know that one? You know, we're going to have to get to that one, have Stan come and find that song for us, huh?
Somebody, who does that one?
Willie Nelson did a real one. In fact, let me do a little rendition for you. How's that sound, right? You know, it's the song of, I'm going to write things oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. And one of the things we do with our website is on Friday afternoon, we give you a kind of a congratulatory message. Okay?
Awesome.
You know, kind of a attaboy, a job well done. Because really, who right now is, you know, at the end of the week, who's telling you you're doing a good job? You know, our bosses tell us, no, you know, our spouses, our kids. Well, sign up for Lemon Drop, and we'll tell you we're doing a good job. How's that sound?
Awesome. Everybody needs that.
But, Andrea, let's get after it a little bit. I love the principle of touch a million, make a million, okay? Because, with today's technology, I just think it's so much easier. It really can happen for people a little bit easier than it used to in the olden days, my day when I was growing up, I guess.
Even when I was growing up.
There you go. You had to go, and I remember we had to go find reverse directories if we wanted to do mailers. I mean, it was very difficult. Now you can do a lot of stuff with technology, but one of the things that I ask people, I'm going to ask you, Andrea, do you feel, and I'm just going to pull one, I was going to talk about Bob, our producer, but I'm going to talk about Kim Kardashian. Do you think that she is worth what she earns? I mean, she earns a lot of money.
She does earn a lot of money, and it's...
We're not sure about what skills she has either.
Yeah, and it's hard. I told you before, I've got kids at home. I've got 2 daughters. They're 8 and 10, so...
They know about Kim.
Yeah, they do, and I'm not crazy about the way that she makes her money, but But for some reason, you know, our society is interested in it, and they're actually willing to put that money out there. But I think right. I think you can tell a good story with social media and out right. there. I don't know if she does the best job, though.
But here's the key on this principle. She uses a principle that, you know, a lot of us really don't understand. And I was taught it by a sales manager when I first got into sales. And it's basically, we're paid for the amount of people that we can influence. And the reality of it is, with one tweet, Kim Kardashian can influence something like, what is it, 4 million or 40 million people? I mean, it's ridiculous. You look at the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. Thank you, Bob. I'm a Packer fan, right? You look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, how much money does he make? But then you look at the amount of people that are watching him, that are following him, and the idea is, touch a million, you make a million. And that's a little bit about what we're talking with social media. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, we've got another. Uh-oh. I think it's time.
Uh-oh.
It's time. Wait. It's time for a lemon drop. And success, friends, I want this lemon drop to make a big splash in your day, okay? And here it goes. And Andrew, I think this goes right along with what we're talking about. Anyone can count the seeds in an apple, but no one can count the apples in a seed. And, you know, that's the definition of the magic of touch. Wouldn't you agree? Mm. That makes some sense, right?
Absolutely.
But where were we? Before we got interrupted by our wonderful lemon drop, we're talking about how to be effective with social media, right?
Absolutely.
Give us some tips, if you will. One, as you said, find one that you can be good with, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Find something that you're good at and have an excellent page. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to be consistent. And then
consistency, that's another tip.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think, you know, I said a little bit before, don't sell all the time. You need right. to really be offering value. But there's a powerful way to connect with other thought leaders and with people that are interested in the same things you are, really all across the world. And so mm-hmm. I've actually been able to use Twitter to get in connection with dedicated educators, you know, from across the United States, and talk about, you know, furthering the educational realm of, you know, how kids are using technology in and out of the classroom and how to use social media, you know, for the good.
Now, so I'm going to stop powerful. You there, and I'm going to have you try and teach me and therefore some of my success friends. You know, I have Twitter accounts. I read them. I really don't tweet. I don't really understand how Twitter works. Can you kind of give us an understanding of that in, you know, a short period of time?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, kind of Twitter 101, okay? It's a limited space. You've only got 140 characters.
Right.
So you're not going to write a novel on there. But when you use hashtags, and hashtags are more than just a Jimmy Fallon skit with Justin mm-hmm. Timberlake, you know.
Right?
People like to joke about that.
Right.
But you can really follow, you know, topics of interest by using hashtags. So, you know, a lot of that I follow are like EdTech, because it's educational and technology. You can actually
hashtag EdTech.
EdTech, yeah.
And then there's going to get all the tweets from that.
Yes.
And then there's links, right, that you can follow a link to? Or
yeah, you can obviously blog on certain topics. You know, if you give out safety tips and things like that with mm-hmm. your business and insurance tips.
Right, like Jerry when he was doing his safety fierce videos.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tom, don't forget about me.
Thanks, Jerry.
We won't forget about you, Jerry. And we throw a couple hashtags on there. All of a sudden, you've opened yourself up to an audience that's really worldwide, that's interested in the topics that you're putting out there.
So you're finding a way to touch a million.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what Twitter can do for you. But now, see, here's my question for you. Aren't you just one little drop in that big pond of water? I mean, does any, you know, does it affect people? How does it maybe affect people?
Yeah, well, there's things called Twitter chats where there's actually...
I've heard of those.
Yeah, so there's actually a chance to discuss and talk about topics that are of interest to you, share ideas, and people actually get connected. So I've physically met people that I've met through Twitter and gotten to meet them, you know, face to face. And certainly, you know, putting your thoughts out there and then getting into those discussions, you can end up being, you know, somewhat of a thought leader. You know, I love when I'm reading a book to actually reach out to the author and give them a tweet and say, hey, thanks for writing this book. And, you know, all of a sudden you can build off of that.
So I like that. Okay.
It's fun.
You know, and what I'm going to take a quick break here, and we're going to get into your book that you've written too, because I mean, you know, that's one of the fears you have. People say, well, you're meeting people that you met online, and for kids, that's not always a good thing, right?
Yeah, there's a line that we got to cross, and as parents and as educators, we're bringing up these kids in a new age,
right?
And we're still trying to figure it out. And so, how do we bring them up? And that's kind of what brought me to write my first book. So
fantastic. Well, before we get into that, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk, success friends, about choice. Because when it comes to insurance, you have a choice, and your fierce choice is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, health insurance, or maybe you need commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices. And we have for over 30 years. We treat you the way we want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. And remember, you have a choice, but your fierce choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Jerry, any thoughts?
Slow down! It's scary out there!
And remember, success friends, you can find us at 651-738-0107, and we will be glad to give you a free quote, or you can even find us on the web at fiercechoice.com. And to be honest with you, Andrew, I know we have a Facebook page. I think that's Thomas Fierst Insurance. I know we tweet and Twitter, but I'm not sure what I'm doing with it all the time. Thankfully, I do have some help.
You have awesome help, and they do a great job. So
my help makes me look good. I will say that. Thanks, Kim and Kelly. Shout out to Kim and Kelly. Okay, but we want to get back to this because you know, I mean, it is overwhelming for everybody with all this social media. One of the questions I always have, does it really make a difference? Can we affect people by what we're saying? Can we reach out and touch people? What do you feel about that?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's cool to show kids, our students, and even young kids that are only, you know, maybe kindergarten, first grade, that you can use social media to change the world for the better. It mm-hmm. doesn't have to be negative, but kids have to be challenged.
And I think that is one of the problems with Facebook a lot of times is, you know, it's really should be called Let Me Tell You How Great I Am book, right? And it becomes a negative experience. How do you get around that? I mean,
yeah. Well, there's a balance, and I think, you know, in some cases, kids don't even understand. They put everything out there,
and not just kids.
Yeah, exactly. When we think our kids that they can't handle it, it's like, hey, I can show you a lot of adults that don't really know what they're doing either.
Right. In fact, we won't mention any names. All right.
We'll keep that to ourselves.
Right.
But yeah, so, you know, that's really what brought me to write my first book, which is a children's book, because I couldn't find anything out there, Tom, that started to talk to our young kids about how do we use all this technology. And this first one is all about balance in the home.
Okay. And talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, 7.5-year-old Zoe wakes up on a Saturday morning and wants to go outside and play basketball. But guess what? Everybody in her family, including her mom and her stepdad, are too busy looking at their devices, and they don't want to go outside and play. And she ends up being very sad because it's like, hey, nobody wants to play with me. And ultimately, the mom in the story, which resembles me quite a bit.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
Is thinking back, hey, this isn't the way I grew up.
Right.
And if we don't make some changes, we're going to have some problems with our kids. So technology can be a great thing, but there's got to be balance. And so we need to work together as families to kind of create some ground rules so that we can make sure that we still have time for each other.
So in this book, then, you're talking more about balance than even the safety of it.
Right, yeah.
Your next book, huh?
Yeah, all exactly, right. Yeah. So the book's called The Von Awesome Family in a Digital Days, so we're going to tackle quite a few different storylines, but in this first one, it's just all about, hey, you know, you can't spend 7 hours playing your Xbox on a Saturday. Right. You know, parents need to take the lead, because sometimes we get distracted, too. Yes, we do. Yeah, we just want to.
And I think it's an easy babysitter, too.
Very much so, yeah. And there's studies out. It's affecting sleep cycles. It's affecting brain development. You know, these young kids.
Hey, that get quit on making fun of my brain.
Well, and that wasn't Jerry's real problem, but excuse me for interrupting you there. But no, it does. It changes brain. It changes, what do they call it, focus, amount of time they can focus, or concentration, I guess is the word.
Right, yeah. So, you know, and I go in and talk to kids, and they admit that they have a problem, and some of them admit that, hey, I feel kind of sad when my mom is on her phone all the time or on her laptop. They feel like they're playing second fiddle, and so I just want to bring that focus back. And believe me, Tom, I'm not perfect.
I hear you.
Running a business, and I'm on social media all the time, so it's difficult, but... it's something we need to start paying attention to. So,
And then getting back a little bit to social media. Now, one of the interesting things for you, Andrea, is you are self-published.
I am,
You
yes.
put this all together yourself. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how that process works?
Yeah. So it was, you know, I'm not an artist. So I had an artist from Canada actually drew all the pictures
that you found
for
through
me.
Social media?
Actually through a neighbor. You okay. know, it's all networking. Who you
Touch
know.
A million.
But Maureen Bartome, my neighbor, helped me edit the book and find my illustrator. And so that was awesome. But yeah, then it's just all through connections. So I put out there that, hey, I want to put out this book, and got connected with some PR people that helped me get it on Amazon and in Kindle version.
Now, where did you find PR people? Just calling around again? Or
again,
reaching out?
Networking, okay. saying that I was looking for somebody, and one of my friends that works for a social media company in the mm-hmm. Twin Cities at Tenacious, Angie, she hooked me up with a gal that she met when she was at a conference down in Texas, and this gal's from North Carolina, so, okay. you know, I never left Little Minnesota that whole time, but you know, it's all those connections that
right.
you make
that you can do through the digital world.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, which is kind of fun.
Yep.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about your business. Now, your business is you're doing the consulting with the schools, so that's one business.
Yes.
And then you're doing the book, which is a second business, but it kind of ties in, right?
It is, yeah. It really ties into the fact that I just saw a need. I talked to a lot of people that say, I've always wanted to write a book.
Right.
Well, that wasn't me. I found a need, and when I couldn't find anything, I decided to write one right. and just based it off of my family. But yeah, my true business is still helping these schools celebrate their kids. There's okay. there's the ability to reach thousands and thousands of people with good stories,
right.
at celebrating these amazing accomplishments of these kids, and celebrating the teachers, because
right.
our educators, I think, don't get enough respect, enough recognition for all that they give to our kids. And so, you know, we're getting out 20 to 25 posts each week
okay.
for these schools that we're working with,
right.
and literally able to touch thousands. We actually had one post with one of our districts reach almost 100,000 people.
Are you serious?
Yeah, with
wow.
no pay, nothing paid. It was a positive story about a buddy bench. And if you haven't heard of the buddy bench,
nope.
Google it. But it's a powerful way for if kids don't have anybody to play with, to sit on the bench and get connected with kids.
Okay.
But it was just shared thousands of times, and that's the power. It's that viral opportunity that we have, and it's good things and not bad things.
And you know, and you're right. I mean, there is too much negative out there about our teachers, about our schools. The kids aren't doing good enough, but really they are doing a tremendous job. And my daughter is a teacher over at South High, and they put in a lot of hours. And I don't think, I didn't realize how much work it took to be a good teacher. So
yeah.
that. So what you're able to do with this then is they're able to get some parents are able to be a little bit more involved.
Absolutely.
Know things on a regular basis of what's going on inside the school, which really is good stuff.
Yeah, and visually see it. Right. So you're not just hearing it. You're actually seeing videos. You're seeing pictures. And a lot of these stories come from the students themselves,
okay,
which is a great reflection. And these kids take pride in their work when right. they know that it's going to be shown on social media. All of a sudden, you know, it's a bigger refrigerator.
Right.
You know, that's what we used to do is bring home things and put True. Them on the refrigerator. Well, now we put them out on social media and it can be very positive.
I like that. That I never even thought of it that way, but that is good. What kind of feedback are you hearing with your book?
Great. Very good feedback. And we give some great, resources and tools as far as encouraging parents to take the time to set up their own feedback. And so we've got a lot of things that we so appreciate being, you know, radio opportunities. We've got some TV appearances coming up. And so we're just looking to get the story out.
I want to ask you about that PR stuff, because people have a lot of good ideas, but they don't necessarily know how to. Oh, wait a minute. It is time, Andrea, for our success secret. And, you know, we talk about success principles, and I'm not one that really believes so much on the law of attraction. I think what really works for me is the law of hard work, unfortunately. But I did, you know, we have these success principles, and we want to distill down what really makes that work, okay? And I remember a long time ago, I had a sales manager, and he said, if you want to be successful, and I think this is a lot of what we're talking about today, but it is the law of large numbers in the shortest period of time. And that's when you talk about going viral, too.
Absolutely.
So we're always trying to find out how do we get touch the law, the largest amount of people we can in the shortest period of time. What do you feel has really worked for you? How did you, you reached out to some people and, hey, we got some of this stuff working, but what's really helped you as far as technology? I mean, if someone's coming to you today and saying, hey, what can I do? What do you tell people?
Well, I think the biggest impact of my business was when I started consistently blogging.
Okay.
And that's on my website. And I blog every single week.
So you have a blog on your website?
I do, yep. Okay. And I get that out with social media. So LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, I'm getting out there. But it's blogging on things that my customers, these schools, are struggling with.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, you know, when you're 6 months in, you have this catalog of right. information that you put out there
that you can share with people.
Yeah,
too.
To position you as a leader. And so, you know, with that, the blogging has led to speaking opportunities and things like this, right. Just being able
You're
to...
You're telling everybody you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, so I want to let people find out how to get a hold of you again. So, again, your website is?
Yeah, you can go to andreagribble.com. That'll take you to, you know, my home base of where I am with the book.
And that's easy to remember.
Absolutely. And then at Twitter, I'm at Andrea4EDU.
Okay. And then remember, it's GPS, the number 4, success. I want my success friends to sign up for a lemon drop. And then, you know, Andrea, there's so much more I want to get into, and maybe we can do this again sometime, but, you know, where does a person get the belief that, hey, I can go out and do my own thing? I mean, you used to work for corporate America, right?
I did.
And we only got about 30 seconds, but tell us, where do you get that idea?
Well, sometimes it's scary. It all depends on me, right? But, you know, when you work for yourself, that can be a very positive thing.
Absolutely.
And surrounding yourself with people that are going to believe in you, it has been instrumental in the success that I've had. So, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm in almost 2 years, and it's been the toughest thing that I've ever done is starting my own business.
Most rewarding.
But it has been the most rewarding.
And one last idea, success friends, we want you to understand the magic of touch. Success begins with one person, you, believing in your grand obsession. Success grows like popcorn, one pop or touch at a time. You touch one person, and then they tell others, and they tell others, and a short 20 years go by, and success is upon you. Success, it takes time, but it also takes people. Find your grand obsession and let everyone know what it is. Ask for help and help everybody you can. Andrew, I want to thank you. I want to thank Bob, our producer today, everybody here at KLBB Radio. And Jerry, any last words?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.